Department of Veterans Affairs Chief Eric Shinseki resigned today amid criticism over widespread problems at VA hospitals across the country.
The resignation came just hours after Shinseki, a retired Army general, promised to fix what he called a systemic lack of integrity at some VA hospitals.
With us today for analysis is Tom Shoup, Vice President and Editor-in-Chief at Government Executive Media Group. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
Great to be with you.
Well, following the news of that internal review today, was the action taken by the president, the resignation offered by Aaron Shinseki, a surprise?
No, not really. This has really been building for the past couple of weeks and really accelerated yesterday and the day before with the release of the Inspector General's interim report that confirmed many of the whistleblower allegations about long wait times at the Phoenix VA hospital. So at that point, the die was sort of cast.
Yeah, the die was cast, and the president accepted his resignation with regret. And so now there is an interim leader in place, as I understand it. But I'll tell you, after just sort of seeing the outline of that internal report, it sure sounds like there's a lot of work to do.
Yeah, there really is, and that's just one element of the huge VA bureaucracy that whoever gets this job next has to manage. It's one of the more thankless jobs in government. It's a very big, very sprawling agency with a diverse mission and a huge upcoming problem with an aging veteran population that are already on the rolls and an expected huge influx in new veterans as people leave the military over the next few years.
And so the other issue that we haven't talked about yet has to do with politics, of course. The president was on the hot seat here. Shinseki, you could argue, took the fall. Is it going to be enough that, from a political standpoint, to sort of keep the wolves at bay, or are they going to keep howling?
I think it'll take a lot of the pressure off because in all of these situations, the first thing that happens is people demand that heads roll, and that pressure just keeps up and generally intensifies until there's a big resignation. So once that takes place, it does take some of the pressure off. On the other hand, this is a hot-button issue, clearly a big problem, one that probably goes deeper than we already know, and there are many people on Capitol Hill who are more than willing to go to bat for veterans and are going to be keeping an eye on this for quite a while.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, a couple of other issues there, including the whole aging veteran population. We have the veterans returning from Afghanistan and Iraq and all those things sort of piling up. Take us through this for a second, because at first, when we heard about the news from the Phoenix VA Medical Center, it was being characterized as sort of an isolated thing, and internal reviews have taken place, and now where do we find ourselves?
Well, it looks like things are more widespread. Certainly, judging from what Secretary Shinseki said this morning, there was sort of hints in what he was saying that this was a systemic problem, that this was going to go deeper, and that this occurred across the board. And that's what's going to be interesting to see, just how deep the problem was and how high it went. And this is where, you could characterize Secretary Shinseki as having taken the fall. On the other hand, a big question is, did people at the highest levels of VA listen if those below them told them that the setting of a goal of 14 days waiting time was just unrealistic? If they did, then they bear some of the responsibility for all the problems the agencies had.
And given the attention being focused on it, I find it very difficult to believe that if that is the case, that it's going to remain hidden for very long.
No, I don't think so. And we've just seen the beginning of the Inspector General's report. So they've only done a preliminary report. There's an internal report being done by the White House, by Rob Neighbors. And then certainly there will be more congressional hearings. So there will be much more to come on this.
Yeah, there's going to be much more to come. But you raised the specter of congressional hearings. And we've talked a little bit about the politics in place here. And it's going to be impossible, I think, to separate the politics from this. But at the end of it all, there are very real issues that are going to have to be fixed. And as we go through the politics of an election year, how is that going to impact the process of actually addressing some of what appear to be some systemic issues?
Well, The short answer there is that the political system, under the best of circumstances, is not very good at addressing management problems in government. In this case, what you see already is the only real way that people have proposed to address the problems that have emerged is to make it easier to fire people and to get rid of the people at the top and fire whoever is responsible, which may be a justified response to what had gone on, but it doesn't address how you fix the systemic issues if there are such issues. So that's going to be – this is not the kind of thing that members of Congress have shown a lot of interest in over the years. So it's an open question as to whether they are going to be able to pay the kind of sustained attention to it that will result in legislation that will actually address the issues.
And do you think this is an opportunity for some sort of bipartisanship? I mean, it seems to me that Democrats and Republicans can unite over the issue of veterans.
I think they can as much as on almost any issue. Everybody wants to be pro-veteran, and no one wants to be seen as being against veterans. So I think there is very real possibility here for bipartisanship. The question is whether or not they'll just be engaged in an effort to see who can get the most ink and out of the idea of just simply getting rid of people, or whether they'll be willing to grapple with some of these more serious management issues.
Now, as I understand it, the deputy there is now the interim head of the VA, and one of his charges is to look for the new successor to the secretary's position. Any speculation on who that might be, and what kind of qualities are we going to be looking for in that person?
It's a little early to speculate. There are some names being thrown around, like former Senator Jim Webb, Representative Tammy Duckworth, former Senator Max Cleland. What these people have in common, of course, is that they're all veterans themselves. And I think it's likely that the administration will want to look for someone who is a veteran to go step into the job. The question is, will they be able to find someone who is willing to take the job and who has the kind of experience that it will take to really make reforms at the agency? Because fundamentally, this is a management challenge. Eric Shinseki knew everything that you needed to know about veterans' issues as a decorated multi-year veteran of the military himself and a very high-ranking official. What's less certain is whether he was the kind of manager that the VA needed to really run its operations effectively.
So they'll need somebody with those management chops, but also somebody, I would think, with a fair amount of credibility that's going to be able to have that political heft to get things done, not just, you know, managing down, but managing up, too.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. There's no question that it's a person who needs to have both of those characteristics, because you have to have credibility on Capitol Hill and among veterans groups. And if you don't have that, then you can't even get started. And combining that with someone who has the management skills, that may be a tricky thing to do. Now, the administration has become more and more cognizant of this in recent months with the healthcare.gov debacle. I think it's becoming more clear to them the importance of getting good managers in government. So I think they know what they're up against.
Well, lots to think about. Tom, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
That was Tom Shoup, Vice President and Editor-in-Chief at Government Executive Media Group.